Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Calling all patriots, calling anyone who's awake and under globalist mind control. They're stealing the pension funds, imploding the dollar, getting rid of the borders, bringing in world government, total NSA spying, 1.6 billion bullets, armored vehicles and treaded tanks being cashed and delivered into all major municipalities in preparation for total war against the American people, total federalization of police. They're trying to fire all the good cops and have nothing but insane people that will give your wife cavity searches without warrants on the side of the road with no probable cause, just randomly. We are entering authoritarianism, but the gun culture laid down by our forebears in a fight against the redcoats is now reactivating and is the number one shows all over TV. And you look at the top 10 shows on cable, half of them are gun shows. Everybody's getting into guns. I told you we've been winning culturally, but the empire was going to strike with everything they've got. And some stations don't carry this segment, so whatever our guest talks about, I want him to recap afterwards. But I tell you, my wife tells me she's never seen me this serious. She's never seen me work this much. I've been working from like 6 in the morning until about midnight. She says she's never seen me not smile. And it's because, folks, my gut and intellectually, I know they're coming down with both feet. The whole future, our country, everything is going to be governed here. And all of you out there that think that you are just going to turn your guns in or you don't have guns, you idiots. They're going to take everything. They want the guns because they want to do stuff so bad, they know with their computers that can predict future events in mass movements. They admit this, that there's going to be a resistance and we're going to win. So they want to trick us into turning our guns in, kind of like our forebears would do to the Native Americans. Turn your weapons in and we'll be your friends. You were really dumb to do that. You're going to a reservation. If you get uppity, we're going to shoot you. Folks, I'm not going to turn them in, okay? Let me tell you, this isn't just some garden variety tyranny. The globalists are the nastiest the world's ever seen. They put Lenin, Stalin, Mao, and Hitler in on record. Congressional hearings. The church hearings, the tax-free foundation hearings on it. Stuart Rose, we're going to break here in a minute. Obviously, I want your take on all this. But, I mean, we knew it was coming because the globalists like to brag. But they're going to move with an executive order or just ATF rules. And it looks like they may order semi-autos actually turned in if they think they can get away with it, Stuart.
Yeah, so this is what we knew was going to happen ever since the Heller decision, which left the door open to what the court called, you know, reasonable restrictions on the types of firearms. That's why that was actually a defeat for the Second Amendment. The Second Amendment was exactly about military weapons. That's the whole point, is to preserve the military capacity of the American people. And so when they tell you, we're not disarming you, we're only going to take away your assault rifles, your military rifles, that is exactly what the Second Amendment was meant to protect. And so it is an attempt to disarm us. This is going to be the fight.
That's right. When we come back, I want to recap all that. But Switzerland, we're modeled, if you people that study history, off Switzerland and the Netherlands. The Netherlands has since gotten rid of their local militias. But for those that don't know, Switzerland is modeled off of a 400-year-old model. In the Netherlands, pirates would come in and raid the incredibly lucrative, wealthiest shipyards in the world. So the locals organized, armed with their own cannons, their own little fortresses, their own weapons, the militia. That was then picked up by the Swiss. That's where we got it. And the whole thing is about we are the military.
Clearly, that was the whole point. That was the founder's answer to that ancient question of who shall guard the guardians, is that the people themselves are the militia. They are the military force inside the United States. They're supposed to be capable of resisting invasion, of overthrowing the insurrectionists, anyone who wants to commit an insurrection, and for executing the law of the Union. You're not capable of doing that unless you have military arms. That's the whole point. It's like Trench Cox, the Founding Fathers, said. He said, Congress has no power to disarm the militia. Their swords and every other terrible implement of the soldier are the birthright of an American. The unlimited power of the
sword.
Stay
there. I want the full quote when we come back. That's right. The birthright is military arms.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready and won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film, with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com. Or by calling 888-253-3139.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I have talked to members of Congress on and off air. I have talked to Stuart Rhodes with his police and military sources all over the U.S. and worldwide. I have talked to Larry Pratt, head of Gun Owners of America, the only real Second Amendment group in this country. Not attacking the NRA, folks, but they're soft and been soft from the start. They supported the 68 Gun Control Act. The Republicans, and they're in Reuters bragging, are lining up to support outright gun bans. Reuters and AP and others are saying, make Obama dictator. Even Caesar refused the crown twice. No, three times. And the fourth time, agreed to be dictator in Rome. We are going that direction. The government's building up against us, illegally surveilling us, launching all these giant wars, debasing the dollar. I have video we're going to play later in audio of squad car footage in Texas of women pulled over in a routine traffic stop. And just out of the blue, the women are nice. They're both attractive, by the way. A female officer comes and sticks their hands in their pants and goes in their body. And the state police say, no, we're going to do this. Just regular stops now. Listen, you're not pulling me over and sticking your hands in my rear end. It ain't happening. Okay? I mean, I'm done. I mean, in North Korea, they take you off to a torture center. They don't stick their hands in people on the road. No one does that. No one's ever done that. And, folks, I'm always trying to do a report listing all the tyranny, and I just get lost in hundreds of points. You know, think of all the government lies. Think of all the government corruption. Sure, you can find individuals in the government who aren't bad people, but our government's run by foreign megacorporations that brag they've conquered this country, and now the government says they're taking our guns, whether we like it or not. Stores from Walmart to Dick's are saying we're not going to sell semi-auto. Cheaper than dirt, biggest online seller of guns, not going to sell guns. Three Discovery Channel shows canceled in 24 hours. One of them, the second highest rated on the network. They just canceled the other big show. So it's actually four shows. Ted Nugent. High rated. Because it was good-looking women out there learning how to shoot, men shooting, target practice, how to build guns. I've been telling this for years. The gun culture has been on fire. I've been in the corporate meetings. And you always sign non-disclosures with these, but I can talk about the general fact of some of the people I've talked to. Discovery, History, A&E, the production companies for them, Time Warner, HBO, BBC. You may keep going here? I was pitched American Conspiracies, that's what Ventura called his book, by the BBC for Court TV that became True TV 6 years ago. Ventura was pitched that show. That was my show. I didn't even care. I wouldn't go through the trouble. I said, no, I'm not going to fly all over the country and do all this, be part of your show and have you control it. I turned the thing down. They even made a pilot that I put out of that. I'm going to go to Stuart Rhodes. My point is that I've been in these meetings, and I've been in these meetings over the last 10 years. So when I say I've turned down 10, I mean with contracts. They're like, oh, you won't take $300,000 for the first season? I know that's not a lot, but most people don't get paid their first season. The second, it could be, you know, millions, like, you know, Jesse James. Don't you want to be like Jesse James? I'm like, well, no, I actually know Jesse James. By the way, he says he'll come on the show. The point, I'm not name dropping either. It's just all ridiculous. The point is that people think I'm joking about that. I think it's time to drop the hammer. Just get those folks on. The point is that I've been in these meetings, offered it, and didn't do it because they can control it. But even when they were controlling it, I remember 5, 6, 7 years ago, they were going, we know guns are the hottest thing. We've done focus groups. We've done tests. We know it'll get top ratings. They won't let us. Well, finally, the dam broke. And all they, you see television. All it is gun shows now. And the power structure's like, we're going to lose it all because guns are American culture. You're the military. You're the civil defense. And I showed last hour the FBI's new crime statistics. For 21 years, crime has been dropping, but most of it in the last five since gun ownership went totally insane. And I'm going to show you the 20-year graphs, the 6-year graphs, the 3-year graphs. If you're watching on InfoWarsNews.com. If you're not, I'll give you the URL, the name. It's FBI violent crime statistics, FBI.gov. They get on the news and they hoax you and they lie to you. And they tell you that there's an epidemic of crime. Well, it's an epidemic when one child gets kidnapped and killed. You know, they say ban electrical tape when somebody uses that to kill a little kid. Put it over their nose and mouth. No. Did the electrical tape do it? No. The point is that some crazies, always on psychotropics, in every case I've seen, go out and do this, and they pick victim disarmament zones that have been advertised of, well, how do you kill yourself? Well, you can go aim a gun at a cop or rob a bank. No. Go out big and infamous. You know, you're a drug head on antipsychotic medication that makes you psychotic, it says on the insert. What does the media advertise? Public schools. You go there, there'll be nobody with guns. You can go in and take out a couple classes before the cops get there. When the cops get there, they either shoot themselves or aim the gun at the cop and wait. The police will tell you in every case because it's a sicko type, which, by the way, fits mind control programming. You can say they're either programmed, which we know some were, or it's just cultural programming. But that's what Manchurian candidates do after they commit a bunch of crime. They dispose of themselves. It's called disposal mechanism. But regardless of that, they are canceling top-rated shows that make millions of dollars a week. I happen to know what these shows make. Millions a week. A top-rated show on Discovery Channel can make $5 million in one night. Guess how much one of those shows cost to make? About $500,000. Their biggest one's $1 million. Some of them $100,000. Ladies and gentlemen, they just turned loose of hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars at Discovery alone and their entire winning lineup because they're owned by globalists and they know we're winning. Now, I'm going to shut up and give them the floor until we go to break, but Stuart Rhodes, is the founder and president of Oath Keepers, wanting to tell folks about Operation Sleeping Giant. He's got his operation. We've got ours. Stuart graduated summa cum laude from the University of Nevada, Las Vegas. He worked as a professional sculptor and as a Nevada State Certified Concealed Carry instructor. After college, he worked for Representative Ron Paul, Republican of Texas, and his D.C. staff. Then he graduated from Yale with his top scores, is how he got in there, not the way everybody else does, in 2004, where his paper, Solving the Enemy Combatant Status, won Yale's Judge William E. Miller Prize for Best Paper on the Bill of Rights. He assisted teaching U.S. military history at Yale History Department, was a Yale research scholar, top of his class there, folks, and is now writing a book on the dangers of applying the laws of war to the American people. While practicing law in Montana, he's also served as a volunteer firefighter, and he helped us win a case against Pittsburgh for arresting one of my reporters. So he's a good lawyer at the same time, a constitutional lawyer. Oathkeepers.org, and he also was retired from the Army in a nighttime parachuting accident in rough terrain, which he luckily survived. Gunowners.org was on last hour saying we're going into dictatorship, basically agreeing. Stuart Rhodes, I think our only problem is underestimating how evil the enemy is, not just intellectually, at my gut level. I have never been hammered like this with total prepare for, you know, war. I mean, my body is just 100% on right now because, you know, your subconscious is more powerful. It's able to scan all the data, and it's telling me danger, Will Robinson. Stuart Rhodes.
No, you're correct. I mean, they're going for the throat. They're taking advantage of this mass murder of these little kids as their watershed event. This is like the 9/11 for the right to bear arms. And just like the neoconservatives went for the throat for the rest of the Bill of Rights, the Fourth, Fifth, and Sixth Amendments in particular, the anti-gunners are going after the Second Amendment with a vengeance. And as you said earlier, it's not just Democrats. You've got, is it Peter King from New York? You've got these horrendous, you know, so-called Republicans.
Rubio.
Yes, exactly. They're all, you know, and they're buying the same line of nonsense that the Democrats are selling, is that, well, assault weapons is not really protected. They're not protected under the Second Amendment. That we're not going to try to disarm you. We're just taking away your assault weapons. Well, that is the heart and soul of the Second Amendment, is your military pattern.
Explain that history to people. You've taught history. Break it down. Well,
you are the militia. As you said earlier, the American people were meant to be the military force of the nation. A really good quote was from Founding Father Trench Cox, who said, "The power of the sword," and this is, he was speaking in favor of the new Constitution back in 1788, "that the power of the sword," says the minority, "is in the hands of Congress. But my friends and countrymen, it is not so, for the powers of the sword are in the hands of the yeomanry of America from 16 to 60. The militia of these free commonwealths, entitled and accustomed to their arms, when compared with any possible army, must be tremendous and irresistible. Who are the militia? Are they not ourselves? Is it feared then that we shall turn our arms, each man against his own bosom? Congress has no power to disarm the militia. Their swords and every terrible implement of the soldier are the birthright of Americans. The unlimited power of the sword is not in the hands of either the federal or state governments, but where I trust in God, it will always remain in the hands of the people." So anybody who tells you that it's okay and constitutional to take away your M1A, your M1 Garand, your FAL, your HK-91, your
M4,
is a liar. They are lying to you. You're either a useful idiot or a willful traitor who are lying to you, trying to deceive you to think that it's about duck hunting, that it's about even personal defense. It's not even about personal defense. It's about the military capacity of the American people to overthrow a tyrant. That's what it's about. And to also be the personal security of yourself, your community, and your state, so you don't need a large standing army. That's the point.
I want to show people the crime statistics and read them for radio listeners when we come back, but we're also going to talk about something you posted at oathkeepers.org, my personal pledge of resistance against any attempt to disarm us by any assault weapons ban. Stuart, you're really putting out a Declaration of Independence, not just one of secession by the states to reconstitute the republic. You're going with a full Declaration of Independence here.
Well, I'm just stating the obvious, that we're in a position that our forefathers were in back in 1774 and 1775. They've assaulted in a long chain of abuses almost every provision in the Constitution.
Now, stay there. You're right. No, now they pull you over with no probable cause, just randomly, and cram their hands into your body. I mean, the government is psychopath.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the East, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials. And you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics. And we'll send you our travel-size Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Hurry, this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, and investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Well, I'm not the kind to kiss and tell, but I've been seen with Farrah. I've never...
All right, going back to Stuart Rose, and then I want to give the number out. I'll keep it a little bit in the next hour if he can do it and take your phone calls. And I've got some special reports I want to air here as well, dealing with Obama and the gun grab. But we don't want to burn ourselves out. I know we're all hyped up and running around like chickens with our heads cut off. One group of us are. Others are just kind of like, well, I guess that's the way it is. We need to just be steady and focused and expose these people and realize they're running a giant hoax that, oh, yeah, you can have your Second Amendment. It means you can turn them in. And, Robert, come on, Republicans, we're just being reasonable. That's the plan. And then they'll have another mass shooting, another Prozac head. And then, oh, we got to take even more now. That's how they do it. If you go to Infowars.com, you'll see some of these headlines. How the Newtown Massacre became a mind control event by John Rappaport, great investigative journalist. Reuters calls for Obama to act as a dictator and ban guns. I mean, this is amazing. Former Seattle police chief demands repeal of the Second Amendment. A lot of them are just saying, okay, you have the right, let's repeal it. It goes on. More lies. TSA says it will commission independent body scanner health study, but won't let Congress see it. Top retail gun supplier suspends all firearm sales effective immediately. See, the word's going out. I mean, they're going to shut it down. Discovery Channel cancels another two of its shows. Going back to Stewart, it says, my personal pledge of resistance against any attempt to disarm us by means of an assault weapons ban. Give us your pledge here on air. And I hope that others speak out with their pledge, because we are the majority of people that know how to tie their shoelaces. You know, the welfare heads and stuff don't count. We are the power in this country, but we better exercise it now. Because they're, while conservatives are all going, let's let the dust settle, the children haven't been buried yet, while conservatives are sitting back really out of fear of being demonized, and while constitutionalists are, the globalists are running around berserking, pushing their hoax.
Well, yeah, and what's happening now is you're finding out who the actual, you know, who the mealy-mouthed fake conservatives and fake constitutionalists really are. All these big outlets that are taking guns off the shelf, all these conservatives, so-called conservatives, who are now willing to put guns on the table and talk about assault weapons ban, these are people who never understood the right to bear arms, never understood the Constitution, never understood liberty in the first place. And so this is going to be a dividing issue among the political right in this country, the so-called political right. And so, fine, we'll find out who is resolute and who is not. And anybody who will kowtow to the disarmament fanatics is somebody who you should not support. Whether they're in politics, whether they're in business, you need to, their name should be mud to you.
Talk about your pledge. I agree. We'll talk about a strategy to defeat these enemies. And they are authoritarian enemies, folks. But what is your pledge?
Well, my pledge, this is my personal pledge of resistance against any attempt to disarm us. I say, look, here's the situation. My conscience and the urgency of our current situation compel me to speak out. I, Stuart Rhodes, as an American, as a military veteran, and as a father, pledge the following. I pledge to never disarm, and in particular, to never surrender my military pattern, semi-automatic rifles, and the full-capacity magazines, parts, and ammunition that go with them, regardless of what illegitimate action is taken by Congress, the President, or the courts. I also pledge to pass on those military pattern rifles to my children and my children's children, as well as the full-capacity magazines, parts, and ammunition they need to make them run, regardless of what illegitimate action is taken by Congress, the President, or the courts. And then I quote Founding Father Trench Cox about the power of the sword being in the hands of the people. Every terrible implement of the soldier is their birthright. And I say that power of the sword and those terrible implements of the soldier include their battle rifles, their battle carbines, their M1As, their FNLARs, 1891s, their Garands, AKs, ARs, all the weapons listed as being targeted for Feinstein's so-called assault weapons ban. The whole point of the Second Amendment is to preserve the military capacity of the American people.
And remember, they would never say they wanted them, even though they're on record saying they were going to ban them. When we would try to build support, they would go, we'll never take them. That's a conspiracy theory. They use military terminology of we're not assaulting you, or like attacking during the Tet holiday. I mean, everything they do is military. These are not just dumb liberals. Stuart, why do they want our guns?
Well, they want us to be defenseless, and their eventual goal is complete disarmament. They will tell you, well, sure, we're not going to disarm you because we're going to take any assault weapons. And the next thing will be, there'll be the scoped bolt action, which they'll call sniper rifles. And the next thing will be, well, those dangerous handguns. You don't need a handgun like that. to go duck hunting. You'll be reduced down to a single shot shotgun or a .22, like in England. And then they'll say, well, we're not disarming you. We're just asking you to keep them down, locked up at the local gun range. You can go ahead and go down there and target practice once in a while, or check one out to go duck hunting. Then you got to return it back to the locked safe at the gun range. And you're still not disarmed.
And then they ban fox hunting, and now they're banning duck hunting. And they're doing it all over the world. Meanwhile, the elites are all exempt from this. We'll be right back to finish up your pledge, and I'm going to pledge with you.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This man wants your guns. That is the cover of the 60-page glossy magazine, jam-packed with information. The December issue of InfoWars Magazine. InfoWars Magazine gives you a powerful tool to reach out to friends and family and neighbors and people in your community with the message of liberty. Give a gift subscription to your local police department. Give a gift subscription to your local state house, to your pastor. This is the perfect tool. 12 of these delivered to the door of the institution, groups, and individuals that you want to influence and wake up. Sign up for the free digital e-version at InfoWars.com/newsletter, and we send it out the week after the physical magazine goes out, or go to InfoWarsStore.com today and sign up for a subscription. Give it as a gift subscription or buy them in bulk with Ron Paul, the attack on the Second Amendment, the police state, the GMO takeover. It's all there and all available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Get your subscription or buy the magazines in bulk today.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Weight, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
All right, I'm going to give the number out. We're going to take calls to balance the transmission, interspersed with a lot of other breaking news. While we're busy focused on their attack on our Second Amendment, they're covering up Benghazi, where they admit tens of thousands of missiles, including heat seekers, to shoot down aircraft, shoulder fired, were given to the rebels to be brought into Syria. The rebels are Al-Qaeda. So our government, that's an article we got to do that nobody's done. Our government, the Obama administration, is giving missiles, anti-aircraft guns, military weapons that we can't even get, stuff that will shoot down passenger jets all day long. They're giving them that. And then covering it up while saying we should turn in our semi-automatic rifles and shotguns. You notice Obama's like, we want to ban the assault weapons. but also handguns, because they do, and that's true, that's actually most of the crime. So see, the assault rifles aren't even used in hardly, I have the FBI statistics here, we're going to go over some of those. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. If you go to DrudgeReport.com, the irony is not lost on Drudge. British host slams Americans for guns, says we should turn them all in. And it shows a Continental Army person, basically fighting back against the British redcoat. I got nothing against the British people. I mean, a lot of my ancestors come from there. Paul Watson's a great patriot. Most of the British Parliament was against the war. It's not an anti-British thing. It's just that this guy's a slimy globalist here in our country, telling us that we should turn our guns in, and it's truly disgusting. So that's up at DrudgeReport.com. And we're also making some of our own graphics showing him, basically dressed up like the King of England next to Obama and others. We're going to be putting up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. It is so important right now, ladies and gentlemen, to understand that this is make it or break it time. You either get really aggressive politically or you lose everything. Because, again, if they just took the guns, yeah, crime rates explode. I'm not going to follow it anyways. I live in Texas. I'm going to defend myself. See, because it's not that I'm living in fear. It feels really good knowing I've got guns in my house and knowing the crime rate is incredibly low where I live, some of the lowest in the country where I live, because of the fact that criminals don't break in your house. And we have the FBI statistics we're going to show on that. But Piers Morgan, and I want to get Stewart's take on that, plays on the general public's ignorance, because there is a perception that crime has gone up. There's one type of crime that has gone way up, petty crime, where they know that the general public doesn't have guns. Your car parked with your purse in the front seat of your stereo, when they see there's nobody there, you leave your garage open, your purse while you're at a restaurant, you go to the bathroom, that stuff's off the chart. Because criminals now are scared. But all other violent crime, home invasions, I've got the statistics here, they are plunging. Now, Stewart, I noticed you also pledged to give aid to your friends and neighbors, that you pledged to defend the Republic. Talk more about what you pledge. I'm trying to find it. I just had it here. We'll put it up on screen. Because I want to pledge with you. I want to say here on air, I think I'm going to make a video about this, that I pledge to never turn in my lawful and legal firearms, that this is all a hoax, and I pledge to expose the illegitimate occupational government we have that openly is becoming a dictatorship. And I pledge my name, my treasure, my honor, my family to it. I've pledged to call for secession to reconstitute the republic, and that got a lot of national attention because I knew this was coming. But I agree, it's time for police, military. You already saw that state judge, which is like the mayor out in Midland, come out and say that, the county judge, that we know they're coming for the guns, that we ought to find that clip. I mean, people know what's coming, and now it's here. And like you said, they want to just try to slip it in, Stewart, where, oh, it's not an attack. We're just going to take your guns. Oh, look, the Republicans agree. All right. The stores quit selling them. The shows aren't on now. The culture's dirty and bad. They actually said that. Fox has announced they're not going to show Christmas shows that show children in school, just showing children in school. I'm not kidding, folks. That's mainstream news. That's improper now. In fact, I'm going to go out to my truck during the next break and pull that article and actually show people. You can't even show children in school they're pulling shows, because just children in school is too frightening for us. It's this ninnying thing of mind control while the people running this are arming terrorists, murdering people all over the world, spying on us, running the drugs into the country. They're trying to just absolutely put us under mind control. So, Stewart, finish up your pledge, and then let's get into Piers Morgan and then some phone calls.
Read the whole thing or just the highlights?
I mean, just the end part. Read whatever you want. Go ahead. I mean, you got about halfway through it.
Yeah, the whole point of the Second Amendment is to preserve the military capacity of the American people, to preserve the ability of the people who are the militia to provide for their own security as individuals, as neighborhoods, towns, counties, and states, during any emergency, man-made or natural, to preserve the military capacity of the American people to resist tyranny and violations of their rights by oath breakers within government, and preserve the military capacity of the people to defend the Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic, including those oath-breaking domestic enemies within government. It's not about hunting, and at its core, the Second Amendment is also not really even about self-defense against private criminals. It's about self-defense against public criminals, against tyrants, usurpers and foreign invaders. Above all other firearms currently available to American citizen, modern military pattern semi-automatic rifles provide that military capacity. Protecting and keeping and bearing such arms of military utility is the heart and soul of the Second Amendment. Thus, any attempt to ban their possession, sale, purchase, or transfer is an attempt to disarm the American people. And that's the biggest point I want to make, is that this is disarmament. You don't wait for them to get to your bolt action or your 22 or your handgun. You stop them when they're trying to take away your battle rifle, because it's the most effective weapon you own right now. And they've been able to freeze our technological capacity for self-defense at like 1934 levels while they continue to progress with predator drones and everything else. So one thing we should not do is give up the last, you know, mediocre and limited capacity we still have. Our military capacity is supposed to be a lot stronger than this, but we the people have allowed it to atrophy and allowed to wither away. So we cannot back up any further. We must be willing to resolutely stand and say we will not comply. We will nullify as individuals, as communities, as states. We will refuse to obey, and we will resist, including, you know, mutual defense.
Let me just read from The Hill. House Dim, turn in your guns. This is the woman that put TSA on the buses and highways in Houston, sticking hands down pants and searching bags without warrants until the city council stopped her because our listeners went and protested it. This is a pig of a tyrant. Representative Sheila Pig Jackson Lee on Wednesday afternoon, the tyrant, urged people to turn in their guns. Let me just read it without saying that. Representative Sheila Jackson Lee of Texas, what a shame. On Wednesday afternoon, urged people to turn in their guns, arguing it would be an appropriate response to last week's mass shooting in Newtown. Yeah, so the psychopaths can kill us. This is a quote. I would personally just say to those who are listening, maybe you want to turn in your guns. Jackson Lee said on the House floor, oh, no, I'm not going to take your guns. See that PSYOP? But look at what Dick's Sporting Goods did. They wanted to be part of the solution and part of America. Oh, see, if you're part of America, you turn your guns in. Dick's Sporting Goods announced this week that it would stop selling and displaying. And a lot of stores are just pulling guns entirely. Walmart says they may just pull everything. They pulled rifles. Semi-autos. This is unbelievable. That's The Hill. I mean, this is unprecedented how they want to create this illusion that America just decided it was time to turn their guns in, Stuart.
Well, here, that's one half of America. The other half of America is now more resolute than ever. I think the attempt to repeat the assault weapons ban will have a very different outcome. I think the mindset of gun owners that I know anyway have hardened considerably. The last assault weapons ban was ridiculous. It was insulting. It was a gross violation of our rights. And I think the attitude since then has changed quite a bit. You'll have more resistance. And frankly, I think it'll spark a civil war. I think that when they try to do this, if they're successful, if the mealy mouth Republicans go along with this kind of stuff, they will place us at April 19th, 1775, that's where we're going to be. And all it will take is the first gun owner who fights back, and it'll kick off, and there'll be a spiral from there. And perhaps it's what we want. I don't know.
Sure. I agree with you. I think that they probably do want that, because if you look at all the military training now, civilian inmate labor camps, training to cordon cities, the Army manuals, training to confiscate guns in America, they've trained the military. What I found it's done is actually woken up the military that heard me, you know, 15 years ago on the air and thought, this is extreme. I've talked to so many active duty. They say, no, that's what woke us up, because what we're taught now is what you said would happen. Same thing with police. I do, you know, see more and more of them waking up. They don't care. They just get rid of them and bring in, you know, total authoritarians or people that will follow orders. But we've seen miscalculations, you know, in the documentaries and in congressional hearings on Waco massacre in 93. We know that ATF went to raid. They found a group that was weird, found a group doing some strange stuff. They exaggerated a lot of it, but I'm not defending what the Davidians were doing. They went in, found a multiracial group, called them racist as well, opened fire on them. Davidians fought back. So then they surrounded them, burned them down, so the Davidians did it. But there's footage of the ATF loading their cameras, and it came out in hearings later in their own internal documents, that they were going to go kill those people, call them a cult, and use that as the kickoff of Ruby Ridge 2 to start disarming Americans and just calling everyone a terrorist who wouldn't. But that rollout didn't work, so they kind of went with the McVeigh thing. That didn't work too well, so they went with Muslim terrorists in the next staged event. Now they're going back to patriots doing it. What is it about the globalists? Because they're smart to a point, but a lot of things they do, don't they get that people now know they're staging stuff? Don't they get people now know Sirhan was staged in RFK to get the 68 Act passed? Don't they know they're not operating in a vacuum now? Because they've got to know it will cause a civil war, and they've got to know they're going to lose. Your take on that, Stuart?
Well, I mean, their psyops work on a large percentage of the population. You can look at the, you know, more of a mainstream reaction. Of course, that's what they show you on TV. But the psyops, as you said, don't work on a very significant portion. And that's the freedom movement, which is growing by leaps and bounds. And it's growing within the ranks of the military and police also. The police and rank and file, the military rank and file, no firearms. This is the great weakness, is that these guys understand firearms. They understand what's necessary to save your own life and someone's attacking you. And so they're not going to buy it. Their sellout perfume princess, you know, commanders might, you know, the generals who sold out, the state police chiefs and, you know, the ones they parade in front of the camera might have sold out, but the rank and file have not. And they understand the reality of violence. They understand the necessity of being armed, and they're not going to buy it. And so now you're going to have a problem. And they think that they're going to go along with it, but I think a large percentage of them will not. There's going to be a division within the ranks. And this only helps us. This actually helps us quite a bit because all those guys come back from Iraq and Afghanistan and they have an M4 in their closet, a semi-automatic version of what they carried in Iraq and Afghanistan. As far as they're concerned, that's their rifle for their life, you know, forever to defend themselves. And they're not going to turn them in. And the guys who are still in have the same mindset about their personal weapons. And so they've kind of created their own worst enemy in many ways, which is why they're so afraid of veterans.
Yeah, for those that don't know, sometimes people email me and go, I thought you were making it up when you said veterans were the number one terrorist and that 90% of Homeland Security preparation is to fight veterans. I thought you were making it up that the Explorer Scouts are training to go door-to-door and take guns. I went and saw it in the New York Times. I went and saw the documents you got. It's true. Yeah, that is crazy that Homeland Security is really for veterans, but it's not when you understand Homeland Security is a foreign occupying force. And that's why I'm telling people, they have looked at the metrics. They know the liberty movement is winning. And that's why they've had to steal elections. That's why they've had to claim there's a mandate for socialism. That's actually a desperate attempt to hoax us into their control. And the globalists don't care if cops and police die trying to take our guns. So you need to understand, folks, it looks like a civil war may be what they're planning. And look how right we've been so far. So heaven help us, ladies and gentlemen. We have got to get in their face and let them know we're not putting up with it. And you've got to melt Republican House phone numbers and tell them, listen, I'm going to campaign against you full time, or I'm going to run against you if you don't stop this traitorous garbage. And where are the Republicans with the FBI crime statistics? I'm going to show those. We're going to break and come back and take calls. Where are they showing that for 20 years, crime rates, violent crime has been plunging and home invasions have been plunging? And then you can go to the FBI, has interactive maps of every state and every city. And wherever there's gun control is where you have the high crime. I'm going to show people watching on TV some of this. But radio listeners, just go to FBI.gov, type in violent crime statistics. Stuart, talk about that while I show people these documents.
Well, a big point I want to make is that it's, like you said, that these Republicans are not defending you like they should. They should be going on the attack. They should be calling this what it is, a disgusting, blood-dancing manipulation of the population and taking advantage, political advantage, of the tragic death of children. They should be calling this out. But instead, they're going along with it. They're saying, oh, yes, things have changed now. It's like 9/11. Things have changed. We've got to go along with sacrificing our rights because the death of 20 people, you know, 27 people outweighs the rights of all of us and our posterity and our defense against unlimited government. And so we need to call them out. You know, one part of my pledge is that I pledge that I will oppose and purge out of office anybody of any party who votes for this nonsense. I don't care if you're told that the lesser of two evils, from now on the name is mud, you should purge them out. And the only way you're ever going to avoid having to fight another civil war in this country is if you make it very clear that you are no longer going to support oath breakers. If they violate their oath by voting for this nonsense, or otherwise violate their oath, like for the NDAA and things like that, you should not support them. You cannot say you're keeping your oath to defend the Constitution while also voting for an oath-breaking politician. And the reason why you're not defending the Constitution is because when they violate their oath by passing an assault weapons ban, they will compel us to fight. That'll be it. There'll be no more election cycle three or four years down the road try to fix things by voting in supposed conservatives and then saying, well, we'll get to them later on. This is it, folks. If you don't stand hard now and let them know that you will not support them ever again if they vote for this, they will vote for it because they know you'll vote for them anyway. If you tell the oath breakers, we'll vote for you because you're the lesser two evils, why should they not vote for
this? Exactly. Let's be clear. The same Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan gang was taking down Europe and others. They're the number one givers to anti-gun stuff. They're financing these Republicans. They're not doing this. They know it's a psyop. They know all this gun turning in business is just meant to be a hyped up deal, but they want to move up the ranks. They want power, just like Boehner is up there saying, okay, we'll accept all of Obama's tax increases because he was put in there as a globalist protege of Newt Gingrich, who wrote the foreword to Alvin and Heidi Toffler's books calling for world government and implanting you and your family with microchips. I mean, these are authoritarian globalists, and your guns are in their way. And they know the word's getting out that crime's dropping where there's guns. So this is the empire striking back. They are striking back right now against the Republic because at the current growth rate, we're going to beat them very soon. Okay? They know that. They know that. Whether it's liberal women or illegal aliens, they're out getting guns. Everybody wants guns. Everybody gets it. Look at Mexico where they took the guns. Highest crime rate in the world.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready, won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film, with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com. Or by calling 888-253-3139.
Hey there, Frank Bates here. Have you heard about the weird device that could wipe out 280 million Americans? This is really scary stuff. Defense experts warn that this odd device poses the greatest threat we've ever known. In fact, just a few weeks ago, former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich wrote an op-ed piece for the Washington Post warning about this deadly threat. I can't believe that more people aren't talking about this. It may be because the liberals and the government are trying to cover it up. That's why my friend just created a free video at WeirdDevice.com that exposes this threat and blows the doors off the conspiracy. Go watch the shocking video at WeirdDevice.com right now to discover exactly what it is, plus discover the number one way you and your family can survive this deadly attack. I'm not sure how long this video will be online, so go to WeirdDevice.com before it's gone forever. Again, that's WeirdDevice.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Globalists are shamelessly exploiting this. Coming up in the next hour, we're going to break down the facts of that and Obama's predator drone murdering thousands of children. We're also going to play that clip of that state judge, the county judge, like the county mayor out in what Midland, just saying a few months ago, Obama's going to get reelected. He's going to come for the guns. There's going to be a civil war. Folks, the military prepares now for domestic operations for this. And are ramping up. That's why we're like, wow, they're really going to try this. And it's just incredible. It is absolutely incredible that they want to get this country into a civil war. Stuart Rhodes is our guest. He'll be with us another 20 minutes in the next hour. We're going to take some of your phone calls right now. Sean in Arizona, you're on the air, sir. Go ahead.
Alex, number one, it's a great pleasure to talk to you again. But concerning the fact that they're going to be taking away a lot of guns from guys, are going to be trying to. One of the primary targets, from what I understand, is going to be guys on a psych list that the military has.
That's right, and they put people on that by the millions. Made up, and they've said they're going to just put you on a list and come take your guns. Then that's going to cause people to fight back. Then you're going to be called terrorist.
The thing is, though, my kid brother is still in, and he's a high-ranking enlisted in the Army. And he has told me emphatically that they, as soon as things go from bad to worse, they've got the UN and NATO forces both posed and ready to move in on this country.
No, that's in NLE 09. That's in the Washington Post. See, people don't get this. It's official they're going to use foreign troops on us. Stuart Rhodes, you've got any comments on that?
Well, that's exactly why one of our top 10 orders we will not obey is any orders to assist in the use of foreign troops on American soil. But frankly, I hope they try it because that'll be the thing that gets most Americans off the fence.
In fact, it was the British bringing in the Germans that finally turned the tide as in 1777.
That's correct. The use of the Hessians is what did it. And that happened before. It's one of the reasons why people switched their thinking from reconciliation to independence, because in 1775, before they declared independence, a lot of them were still thinking about reconciling. When they brought the Hessian mercenaries through New Jersey and they raped and pillaged and burned their way through, that's what ticked off a lot of the Americans and said, okay, that's it. We're going to declare independence. And it's going to happen again. I hope they do that. If they're going to use force against us, I hope they bring in foreign troops and UN troops. I really do.
Yeah, that's what they're preparing for, like it's some UN operation. What they don't get is that will be an incredible propaganda defeat for them. But that's what I mean. They're so disconnected, and they're so I see all the liberal sites saying, let's bring in UN troops, let's arrest Alex Jones. I even have quotes today I haven't gotten to. They, like, fantasize, and these Hollywood guys got on MSNBC last week, Harry Belafonte, and said Obama could just be a dictator and arrest the right-wingers. I mean, they really are fantasizing about how they're going to come arrest us and put our backs against the walls. What do they think is going to happen once that starts, Stuart? We're just going to sit there and bend over?
They think so, and they think the military and police are going to go along with it. They're full of hubris. They're full of false pride, and they don't understand their own vulnerability.
What does your brother say, caller? Is he going to go along with this?
You got to be joking me. He and most of his unit are well awake now, thanks to you. And, of course, when my wife turned me on to you about 4 years ago, and I've been listening.
Tell you what, stay there. This is exciting. Next hour, coming up, I want to hear more from you. Don't hang up. Stay with us. We're making history.
You are listening to GCN. visit GCNlive.com today.
This man wants your guns. That is the cover of the 60-page glossy magazine, jam-packed with information. The December issue of InfoWars Magazine. InfoWars Magazine gives you a powerful tool to reach out to friends and family and neighbors and people in your community with the message of liberty. Give a gift subscription to your local police department. Give a gift subscription to your local stayhouse, to your pastor. This is the perfect tool. 12 of these delivered to the door of the institution, groups, and individuals that you want to influence and wake up. Sign up for the free digital e-version at InfoWars.com/newsletter, and we send it out the week after the physical magazine goes out, or go to InfoWarsStore.com today and sign up for a subscription, give it as a gift subscription, or buy them in bulk with Ron Paul, the attack on the Second Amendment, the police state, the GMO takeover. It's all there and all available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Get your subscription or buy the magazines in bulk today.